Felix, cupids on the table. Chazal tell us, it's been those decided, but everyone has come, Marv ibn Chavei Rebbe Rabbi, men le chelek lo ilom haba. Marv ibn Chavei Rebbe Rabbi, chelek lo ilom haba. So it sounds, yeah, Marv ibn Chavei Rebbe is like a very bad thing, very mamish. Mamish nish beseda, Marv ibn Chavei Rebbe Rabbi, men le chelek lo ilom haba. It's only a joke. Say that, you know, just tease them a little bit. For that, you lose the Eilam Haba. Say Vice Toy says, yeah. This is the way we live with this name, Rev Chazal, all of our life. Well, maybe a little bit to go to the Oymek of this Chazal. Maybe to manage to build up a little bit. Speaking to myself. Speak out loud. Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmuz. Said in the Eschan al Yeshiva, one of the rites of the Shmuz starts from our parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, after the Maisa with Koirach, Vadosoi, and all of them bring machtois, and they got burned. So Hashem said, tell Elozor to take out the Ktoiras to throw it ahead because it was Kadosh, and they banged the Frankbats, the one piece of, and where the tzipul ha-mizbeach, and Rashi brings down why to tell Elozor to do it. Aaron could do it. Well, why Elozor? Elozor from Chutner. Why Elozor has to get involved? So Rashi, you know, it's not nice. You know, these 250 people were fighting. The Ben Gemachtes, they lost, and now that they lost, no, Aaron is the one that is like taking away their machtes and throwing away. It's like, you know, Shtachin is like under the belt, you call it. Yeah, it's too much. Chatoim, Korach b'chol adosoi. Bad people, terrible people. What else you could say about them? No, it's not a gishmak. You know, they lost, and now, like, Aaron is the one, like, gishmak. They don't deserve this knetch. They deserve to die, they deserve to get burned, they deserve to get swallowed, obviously. But this knetch not. The Gemara says in Gittin, Omar Ablozo, Boi v'ra'ei koicho shel busho. Sharisiyah kudish boruchu lekamtze bar kamtze to machriv beis ha-migdosh. Boi v'ra'ei koicho shel busho. Not, I'm always talking about different shmuz, when a person is embarrassed, what he could do, he could burn the whole Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says, the first line of the Gemara is, Boi v'rei koicho shel busho, shari siyeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he didn't invite him, they kicked him out of the wedding, and he didn't have a right to be there, it was a gezel to be there. And he's right, it's my own house, it's my seat in Beis Medrash. You're sitting in my seat, you're wrong. But to embarrass him, to throw him out in the middle of Seder, that he has to walk around now. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a koyach for a person that did such a thing, to embarrass his friend and to kick him out, to machriv the Beis HaMikdash. Boi v'rei koicho shel busho. Boi v'rei koicho shel busho. Someone got embarrassed. Bilo Marosho. He's going to Mikar Klal Yisrael. Chazal saying, the Pasuk says in the end, Ves Bilam ben Be'er Horgu lefi Chorev. It's Chayev Misa. The Osoin gave him a shtikel shtoch. You're going to kill them. You want to kill me b'cherev, you're going to kill a whole Umah. I did something bad, I'm your friend. Chazal say, what happened to the Osoin? The Malach killed the Osoin. People will not say this is the Osoin, the answer below. No, Rosh Marusha, but he doesn't need to be teased out from the Osoin. That little Knesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chas al kvoidei shel bilo. Moro says, the famous Maisa, Gemara in Brochas, Rabban Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, was a machlekes there, Tfilas Arvis Reshus, Tfilas Arvis Choyva, and Rabbi Gamliel told me, Rabbi Yeshua said, yes, no, Rabbi Gamliel told him to stand, and he was carrying on saying the shir, and he was standing the whole time, and Rinnin Ruachov, and they were mavi Rabbi Gamliel not to be a Nasi. And then they choose Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rinnikiv in Shivim Shono. Gemara says, when they started to look for a Nasi, Nasi Yisrael, so they look, who is Roy? And everyone decided Rabbi Yeshua could be the Nasi. Means he deserves to be a Nasi. And you know, he double deserves. Because he deserves to be a Nasi, and he deserves to kick away Rabbi Gamliel from the seers because it was Pagan his covenant. Not saying that he was equal to Rabbi Gamliel, he was so choshev. But they decided not to make him a Nasi, the Iyu Bal Maise. So Rabbi Gamliel will feel bad. Rabbi Yeshua, that he's the one, he's the Nasi now. Rabbi Yeshua, you don't be Nasi. We'll give it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yeshua in the Kazakh. What is the koyach of kovod and busha? If we go over Shulchan Aruch, it's keseder. So much halochas, and nitchem ipnei kovod abrias. There's a lot of halochas, that the halochas is A. I will tell you, do B. Why? Kovod abrias. You know, davening, you go to the bathroom, you're allowed to carry on. And different chetim says, kovod abrias. All different halachas, kovod abrias. So Rabbi Mati to the shatz to count the sefiras ha'arim. Even if you forgot, kovod abrias. The whole shittas went through. What's the pshat? We have a very big mistake in the musig of kovod abrias. Savad, I started from the extreme, from the bad, from the negative, from the Gehenna part. You think I like it? I don't like it at all, but it's there, yeah? Amal mechaveir barabim, en lechelek lo elam abba. You chat with the Adam's covenant, you lose the whole elam abba. It's not stam as a zog. We don't understand what the covenant of the other person means. We don't understand. With the covet of the Tzalem Elohim. It's not stam. We're very nice to our friends. Please be pleasant, be nice. Because it's not even in between two people. It's in between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says, Amoitzi kilayim bashuk. Poishtei ve'afilu bashuk. My time in chokhmah ve'neitza ve'entvuna neged Hashem. The Gemara says, only my time. Without my time with the Gemara in Brochas Daf Chof, the Gemara would say, a person is allowed to carry on, we're in the Kilayim. To be embarrassed? We don't want him to be embarrassed. But I have to fast Yom Kippur. Very hungry. The fast. Not allowed to do Aveyas. The Kavod HaBrias, we try to be very soft about that. When it comes to Kavod HaBrias, our Teire goes a little bit to the left, Keilu. To try, Kavod HaBrias, it's a lot. So, someone took out a sefer, I think, of David Cohen, recently I saw, I think maybe 500 places in Shas, halachos that change, has Kavod HaBrias. We don't have the right look on Kavod HaBrias. If we will start from the positive, not from the negative, how much is the Kavod HaBrias? It changes halachos. So when you go and you pregay a kovod abrias of someone else, ein lechelik lo elam abe, amal mipnei chaveiro barabim, ein lechelik lo elam abe. The kovod for yenem is nishken hefka. The kovod from the other person is nishken hefka. You mentioned once, famous maaseh for Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber was sitting in a shir. going back and forth, back and forth. Then he put down his hat and he walked outside. He came back after 5-10 minutes. So after the shir, they asked the Baruch Bel, what happened? You were going back and forth to the side, then after 10 minutes you put down your hat, you went out, you came back. Baruch Bel said, I needed a shayatza. But I knew, as a young Rav speaking, if I leave in the middle, it could be misparish, begin the cover from the Rav. One person would think that it's not so interesting. But I will come back after 10 minutes, people will chapez a shayatza. However, for 10 minutes to embarrass the Rav. So I didn't know what to do. Back and forth. Terrorist, I put down my hat. Everyone knows a Baruch Bel doesn't walk outside without a hat. Yeah. No Ben Terror goes in the street without a hat. Shkotzim go, but not Netele, yeah? So no one will be choishing me that I'm going away. Yeah? Don't go without a hat in the street. So no one will be choishing me that I'm going with the street without a hat. So the real thing, I'm coming back. Mamela will be no gear. So those are the famous mice of Scheinberg, when he came to take get smicha. So he went to the Bisk to get smicha. So Skirov, you know, he would faher, and after that, he would make you to stay there for a month to see Shukhanor Achamishi, you know, person. So Scheinberg came there. So the Gemara. So he finished the fire. So he said, "No, I can get the smicha." So no, now you have to stay for a month. We have to check how you daven, how it is. He said, "Okay." So I didn't tell my wife that I'm not coming back. So let me to go home. I'll tell you I have to stay for a month. So he said, "No, black." He sent his son to find out, and he gave him a smicha. Son asked him, I don't understand. I don't want you to mock me to check. Why are you again? He said, Choshu Talmud Chochma. Come back home, his wife will ask him, you got a smicha? I say, no. I say, no, I'm getting it soon. I have to go back for a month. For that minute, he'll be embarrassed. He doesn't deserve to be embarrassed. So I looked into him. I checked that he's Roy. Years later, we found out that he was right. Yeah. And he gave him the smicha. I said, we don't understand. This is a big chisor in the Briya. We know, be very careful, very careful. We don't understand. It's not the fault of being very careful. It's the covet of the other person. If a person had been makbid, and the covet of the other person, it's the aleph beis. Of the Tzelem Elohim. You're right, the Yitzchak is such a big Nisayim to answer him back. No, we're friends, we're teasing, you know. Sometimes I answer good, so I'm like in higher, then he answers good, you know. I don't know, we're together, he answers back. You know? Hopefully, you have more winnings from losings. Yeah, this is the way we are. We're only people. We don't mean bad. The covet of the other person. You know what it means, the covet of the other person? The Teich is so magnificent. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Teichoch to Klal Yisrael. So he says, V'dizahov, Ela Dvor Meshadim HaMoshe Bnei Yisrael, Be'Eivar Yav, B'Chatzeres, V'dizahov, Chad Asar Yom Mechoyrev, V'dizahov, Remes to the Egel. Rashi, he didn't want to mention as Kvoidam Shel Yisrael. He's giving him Musa. He's leaving. He's dying. He's giving Musa. Nice. The person has to learn is a covet of the other person. Is the covet of the other person. Like I said in Erivad. These things, the Koyach of the Yetzer is to tell you, so, well, I hear it's a good... It's a good hit. We heard something good today. Yeah, makes sense. It's not bichlal the purpose. I bichlal don't try to say in dividing things that mitzad atzom a good zach. If it's good, it'll be good. But not the teichen. The vault is to change. The vault is to come out after this vaad and to be a little bit more sensitive to the covet of the other person. Even if he's wrong, and he has to lose, he doesn't have to be embarrassed. We don't understand this. Orur noyach, em chom. Orur chom. Chazal tell us, our Messiah is their father or not, I'm not going into it. But what says in the Pesukim is, the other brothers came not looking. He was looking. Father was undressed. Come on. Oh, come. Come on. Covet of Bris. It's a Muslim of covet. The truth is that Be'etzim, all of this is Be'etzim. But Slabotka, it's called the Kovod HaOdom, the Gadlus HaOdom. But if a person will know what is the Koyach Elohim that the Odom has, that the Kovod that a person has to have, a person will be embarrassed how much Chashivus a person has. When a person knows his Chashivus, Als Odom, Als Tzelem Elohim, Chazal tell us, I know it's hard, we're so mufka from living like that, it sounds like very far. Someone is choyte, is chayev misa, mechal Shabbos. You hang him up on a tree. Zog the pasuk, by night take it down. Leman ishmu viro, we want the whole country to know that it was mechal Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to hang him up. Because we want like posters to know chil Shabbos. It's terrible. But the whole story is a couple of hours. Take him down. Since you can cover it, Tzelem Elohim is hanging. Salam alaikum is hanging. So the Hainu, I'm the worstest person in the world, and I have to be killed, and I have to be hanged to show. But I'm representing Hashem. And it's so strong that representing Hashem, we can't leave this picture up for a couple of hours. It's a bizayin of Salam alaikum tali. That bizayin of that Salam alaikum, that person, when you mevaze him, you mevaze the Tzelem Elohim. It's not again, I want to explain, you don't have a right to hurt the other person. Avada, you don't. But this is not the point of the Yesod of Kovet. Gemara says, Ma'avirim es ames bifnei akalo, Ma'avirim es akalo bifnei ames. Kovet ames, Kovet ames. The Bayos covered a mess by Yidden. It's very big zachen. Very big zachen. Chilul kvarim, the country burns from time to time, yeah? What is it? The poor bones. You never bothered you. So we believe that the neshama is up in the Shemayim. The Seder. So Avada, the bones in the Shemayim. Let us learn this medrash. Wants to go to Chav Yoel, to Chav Satan, buses the whole time to Yafa. What is the point? Again, we saw Mufka from Kovet. So by us, if he hurts, he's dead. So again, they tell us he does feel, he doesn't feel. The whole Musig of a Kovet of a Adam is a different Musig that we understand. I'm saying, for sure it's also the hurting the other person. But it's much deeper. It's much deeper, the Kovet of a Yid. Kovet of a Adam, Ba'asheru Adam. That Kovet that the person has, if you mal b'pnei chavirim v'rabim, ein lei chelek lo ilom abo. Ein lei chelek lo ilom abo. We have to know, the Chazal learned out from Tomo. Yehuda didn't do it on purpose. He had a Beis Din. She was mezane. She never said it's from Yehuda. So, she's mezane. She's chayav misa. And the only one that she's allowed to be mezane is him. Because he has a din yivu. She's a bas koyer. I'm not going out to the halachos. Why she's allowed? She's not allowed to. But the ma'aseh, if everyone else that she does it, she's chayav misa. There's one person in the world that she could do it. It's with Yehuda, that he never dreamt that it's him, and she didn't give him a hint that it's him. So he's killing her. She's masking to die, not to embarrass Yehuda. person has to get used to. Avad, it's different. When a person starts to live like that, he gets dressed like he has to get dressed. There's a lot of halachas, a lot of metzius of a person behaving much higher, much specialer, when he understands. But I'm telling you, you don't have to start to work on yourself to feel like that. Even when you work not to embarrass the other person, to feel bad for the other person. Chazal tell us, someone owes you money. About it, if it's about avla, get rid of it. About, if it's not about avla, Chazal say you're not allowed to walk near him because he feels not comfortable. They see a like a notion. He owes me money. And that's it. Sometimes you need to bug him because if not, you'll never see your money. It's a different story. I mean, you know, another 2 days he will have the money, his parents are sending it, there's a delay. But the Maestro Chazal says, if you could, just don't go near him. When in the case that when you walk near him, he gets like all red and purple and he's all nervous that he owes you the money and he's not comfortable. He owes me money. I did something wrong. I stole from him. I got it from him. Lamashan. He's a person and you're embarrassing him. The Torah is more than the covet of the other person. This is unzer Torah. I'm telling you, it's a big avodah and it's not a light avodah. It's a big avodah and it's not a light avodah. But every person has to work on this nekuda. Every person has to work on this nekuda. And I'm saying, Avada, it's hard, you know, a lot of times it's stupid to speak about these things because we are brought up that Amad Mechaveiroi is the insult is so strong. So Mimele, Avada, it's a part of that. It's Avada. A part of this Oimik is the insult to your friend. But it's more from that. So Yimavazah the Tzelem Elohim, Yimavazah the covet of the other person. The Teire is Machshir, the Teire is masking to remove. To move a halacha in the Torah, you know, we know doesn't make a difference what Torah we never change. But for you not be embarrassed, we will let this time not to do the halachas. There's nothing else. As the Decholos said, there's never such a thing in the Torah. But the covet of the person is so important. And if a person will start to live like that, to be makpid on the covet of his friend. You know, a lot of times you make a joke on the enemy, he's not around, he won't ever hear from it, there's not Lashana. You have to say something, Marshall, people ask you Shaila and Shidduch. I see sometimes, especially I send someone to someone that asks Shaila and Shidduch. The guy stays there for 20 minutes, asking, he's answering for 20 minutes, yeah? Forget about a little Torah to both sides, yeah? What 20 minutes is he saying? He's angry, but he's not angry, but he's angry. You know, I'll give you, he sometimes gets angry, but cover the other person. How much you need? It's a little bit tough, a little bit angry. So, you want people to be down on you, angry, but not angry. He gets red, and he bangs, he doesn't bang. When his parents are here, he screams on the phone, he doesn't scream. Cover the other person. I want to tell you, when a person manages to get used to doing it, it's so easy. It becomes hard to speak on different people. How I could speak on the other person? How I could be mevazeh the other person? He doesn't deserve it. Hamiskabed b'kloin chaveiroi ein loichi l'kloi lom habe. It's a different halacha bichlal. Miskabed b'kloil chaver. I heard Foyer told me a maise. Rav Gifta said when he was in the mir in Slabodke, it was. I think in the mir, Rabbi Ruchem. So the meaning in the mir was that the Mashgiach of Yeruchem, he gave out the aliyahs. He was in charge. You know who? He said he told the Gabi who gets. Now there the meaning was that Revi is the was a schwacher aliyah. And that aliyah, the elder bacher would get. All those aliyahs the married people would get. And the elder bacher, he was 30, 40. Yeah, but the elder bacher, he would get the Shabbos, the Revi. Chutz and that, only married people got the aliyahs. It was a menahel in the yeshiva. He was 50 years old, a shtickle menahel. And here I hear him in Shabbos. He gets a Revi. Same. 50 years old man, get him married, and now the yeshiva gets a Revi. Kids, when he went over to say good Shabbos to Rabbi Ruchem, he comes over to Rabbi Ruchem. Good Shabbos, Revi! Revi! So Rabbi Ruchem looks at him and says, Hamiskabet bekloin chaveiro is zucht kovet? Hamiskabet bekloin chaveiro is zucht kovet? Prison is covered with a veil, it's looking for cover. So, remember 25 years ago, we were sitting in Bis Medrash, the Shabbos, he was standing near me, and the Ilu of Yeshiva came in Shabbos morning to Yeshiva, and he came running with his tefillin. The Ilu. Forget that Shabbos, yeah? He came early to daven, running with his tefillin. So I send you to tell him it's Shabbos before he puts it on. And you didn't run quick enough. You didn't mind that he will open it. You didn't run that, you know, that chalak. You didn't mind maybe he will open it, but then you tell him. You see that he really forgot, yeah? Hamiskabet b'kloin chaviro yizucht kovet? And you want the aliyah? So he said, if Rabbi Ruchem would tell him it before, after 25 years, Rabbi Ruchem felt that he could feel that was in the gear of enjoying the embarrassment of the Azina. You know, I spoke the first part, most people say, yeah, it's not in the gear to me. I'm never embarrassed. I don't speak against people, you know. I can see everyone was looking to the other side, you know, who is the guy that really this vad is exactly direct for them. Yeah. But no one minds, you know, when a guy asks a shayla in shir and he gets shtecht good back. Enjoy it. Yeah? I don't enjoy it sometimes. I'm not saying sometimes it's a part of the shir. It's not. But I mean that it could have, but you know, sometimes a guy slips. It's the same you saw it. The Torah will change the Torah that this guy will not be embarrassed. The Torah will change the Torah that guy will not be embarrassed. And you're like enjoying it. Enjoying it. Enjoying. Why it doesn't bother you? Why it doesn't hurt you? Amiskabed b'kvoin chaveiroi. He didn't embarrass his friend. But he's miskabed. The guy is a loser. He wants to be a choshev guy. He wants to be the best guy in the yeshiva. He has a right. Go ahead, try to be it. But the guy that you're competing, the other day comes late. You might enjoy it, yeah? You're happy. Why? So embarrassed. Move your stand quick that he could zoom in. No, you leave. You're not stopping him. But you let him to struggle with the bump and the... People don't realize. People don't realize how bad they are. Yitzer Odom Ra Minurov. No, no, Chaz V'Sholom. The people from the stand, when he comes late, open the Gemara, it will look like he's here. And I'm saying, you don't have to make open the Gemara, people think that Yuchavrus is there. But, no one has to see. Now, he leaves his Gemara open, you close it. I'm not saying, maybe you're not allowed to leave the Gemara open. But sometimes you close it, that Shelehevi Yodua. He's not here. He will not even realize that people know that he left. But you miskabed b'kloin chaveiro that doesn't exist. And it's me'achamuris. It's me'achamuris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tevea desmas. So, as a mischazek, this is the tefillah of Rabbi Chaim Yudas. I want to stop here. But every person. Tell you one story on Rabbi Michal Yudin Lethbridge. That this I know the story from the first hand. He had a mother, and she was sick. She was sick, and he would visit her every Shabbos, every day. I don't remember exactly. It's not my time to say it. I double checked the story. I just heard it years ago. And then his mother said, "Over this mice." And then he stopped to visit her. And his mother asked him why he stopped to visit. And he told her that he had like a cataract on his eye, and they removed it. So now when he walks in the street, he could see. So Shmira Sainayim, he doesn't like to walk during the week in the street, so maybe he stopped to visit his mother. Speaking on Bnei Brak, Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkovich, that is 80 years old. And he stopped to walk in the street to visit his mother that lives two streets near him. Shmira Sainayim stopped to walk in the street next to her. So Meli, he called her. This is the amount of Shmira Sainayim that a person has. He's 80 years old. But he don't walk stam in the street. It's Shmira Sainayim. The young Bacher thinks he could go Friday to where he wants. He could go Shabbos to where he wants. So, B'day L'meikah. I want to go out because in the shir I didn't finish it.